I mean, how different, though, is this from, you know, our phones or other devices that we use to turn on the lights? I mean, we always think that these things are listening to us anyway.
Well, that's true, although most three-year-olds don't have a phone that's connected to the internet, and young kids who do have phones, their parents are normally able to enable parental controls or prohibit certain kinds of content. You know, we have screen time, we have limits on TV programs that our kids can watch and on video games. And when you hand an AI toy to a child of any age, you just don't know what it's going to have accessible. So it is quite different. And the toys that we had in the past, we've had talking toys for decades, but they were pre-programmed answers. Like I knew the farmer says, see and say. These are connected to the internet. We actually don't necessarily think of these as just toys, but they're anything that's on the internet is potentially available to them.
Quickly, Teresa, if a kid wants this for the holidays, what's a parent to do? Just say no.
Well, I mean, we do believe that this is a decision that every family needs to make for themselves, but there are a few things that people should know. If you're going to buy one of these or get it as a gift, you should actually test the toy, you know, for like an hour, because sometimes the guardrails break down after a few minutes, and so really have a conversation that you think your kid might have. Also know that the toy has potential to gather private information like we talked about, name, voice, facial recognition. It's just limitless.
Teresa Murray is with the Public Interest Research Group. Teresa, thank you.
Thank you.
NPR did reach out to the makers of Kuma, the AI teddy bear, for comment, but we did not hear back before airtime.